Hey, Alan here.
And the Grizz.
And just before the start of this week's episode, we would like to say thank you for listening and also to make you aware that if you enjoy this podcast, there are several other podcasts that we think could enjoy. Firstly, starting with our own podcasts, I present the DCAU podcast with a friend of mine, Rebecca Hart, where we discuss the animated DC movies.
And if you love my dulcet tones, you can hear me on the Turning Heel podcast, a weekly professional wrestling podcast, the Tom Buckle Arms, which is a monthly professional wrestling podcast, or A Happening In, which is a crime slash ghost slash conspiracies slash weird stories podcast.
Also, if you enjoy a bit of robot combat podcasting and you want to hear some more, I really recommend checking out the Botcast list, the link for which is in the episode description. Finally, before we start this episode, a reminder that Rise of the Robots is protected under a Creative Commons 4.0 International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike International License. I'm Alan.
I am Grizz.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering Dutch Robot Wars Season 1, Episode B. Heat beam, motherfucker. Fuck it, this is staying in.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, is that is staying in.
So, yeah, we're having fun, much like the presenter is.
Oh yeah, he is
Rob
in a world of his own.
A lot of fun.
Like, it's one of those things where you kind of look at him and go, he does seem like as if he's a genuine fan of this.
Absolutely. And why wouldn't you be when you see the robots we've got today?
Indeed. So we start off with the Pulverizer.
So the Pulverizer is a giant spinner bot.
Two-wheeled vertical
horizontal
spinner.
Vertical, so you're right.
Yes.
Vert spinner. Because we haven't developed the technology to get four wheels down yet.
Yeah. And it shows that all you really need is those extra two wheels.
Yep, absolutely.
And their opponent, RCC, Radio Controlled Carnage.
Which, so it's this really weird shape, it's really weirdly painted, and its weapon seems to be a,
like a reverse flipping arm with spikes on it.
So I get the impression it's meant to be an axe, but the shape is wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, again, points for creativity, I guess, but
yeah, absolutely.
Hmm. There's not a lot to kind of say about this, because it comes in, gets dinked by Pulverizer's disc twice, and RCC is not radio or controlled anymore, as it just kind of dies very quickly.
Oh, I mean, this is that kind of level. This is what happens when a level 2... a series 2 level robot faces against a prototype vert spinner. Have we seen many vert spinners by this point? I don't think we have. It's
not
still a fairly radical design. I mean, this is when stuff like, I mean, S3 hasn't arrived yet.
Mm-hmm. Vader.
Yeah, exactly. It's the majority of the kind of spinner meta by this point had been horizontal.
Yeah, and even then, there weren't that many of those either. At this kind of point, it was like Disco Inferno, Hypnodisc, and then really about.
Absolutely. But yeah, it is literally the one shot kill.
And Pulverizer looks like it's not just been thrown together.
Oh, I mean, Pulverizer, it's a robot that has a great deal of credence in Dutch Robot Wars. It shows up quite a few times. Absolutely.
Yeah, like a lot of time, effort, and money has went into this robot, and I feel like it does show for the most part. Can't you tell the Pulverizer might have been my favorite in this episode?
Absolutely. So anyway, on to the next match.
We have Scraptosaur.
Which I remember as soon as I heard the name Scraptosaur, I was like, oh no, that was the robot with the really cool kind of weirdly shaped flipper, and then it doesn't have that. It's a sort of triangular thing.
Like the little thing that Beast of Bodmin had.
Yeah, but instead what this has is it has a spike?
It does have a flipper. It does not use it in this first match,
Okay.
but you see it in the next match it has, which didn't really do much better.
Absolutely.
Well, his opponent for this one was Alien Destructor.
This robot scares me.
The second robot with the independent tail whip thingy.
Absolutely. And what ends up happening?
And because of that, Sir Killalot was just very offended by it.
As
And
is Sergeant Bash.
any opportunity they can, they try and literally yank the thing off the robot.
So this robot, I don't know if it's meant to look kind of xenomorphy.
Yeah.
It's certainly meant to look alien of some descript, well, Alien Destructor. It's a six-wheel robot covered with fiberglass or paper mache or
Oh yeah.
something that very easily comes off.
Yes.
And as I said, the one thing that is really strange, so this really awkward fight, both Bash and Sakilla constantly, even when it's not in the CPZ, just keep on trying to grab Alien Destructor's tail.
Got your tail. Yeah. Scraptosaur, it's one weakness. Schnellhead. Now you know.
Which translates to speed. And it is a very slow robot.
And you know my thoughts on slow robots.
Oh, God.
When
Not that.
Chomp, when Chomp, Walking Chomp from 2021 can outrun you, there's
Yes.
something the matter. So, yeah. A lot of this match really is just Sir Killalot trying to go for the tail at any opportunity. At one point, Alien Destructor ends up in the CPZ, and Sir Killalot just kind of grabs it, lifts it up like it's a fucking paperweight or something. As Scraptosaur just gets stuck on the wall, and then there's this awkward like 30 seconds where neither of the robots come into contact with each other.
Yeah.
So Alien Destructor's like, okay, I'll go for the pit. And yeah, this is the point at near the end of this is when Sir Killalot tries to rip the tail off and gets very close. And this match goes to a digitization. Because Nothing happened.
Yes. So Alien Destructor wins. Then you see it backstage and it just... it looks rough. It's been in a fight, which, considering nothing has touched it apart, well, I suppose the house robots have touched it, but
they clearly went for a good looking robot instead of a practical robot.
Yeah.
In terms of the armor or lack thereof.
Absolutely. But hey, at least it's not the worst armored robot in the episode.
No, certainly not. Because that honor goes to the Pyramid of Chaos,
which
is made out of wrapping paper.
Right. Sec.
You're getting really like, right, I'm going to lean forward for this one. Got like my foot up on like the table.
Sorry, my dogs.
All right. I think we're doing a bit.
Annoying.
Okay, I will BRB then.
Anyway, as I was saying, sorry about that. Yep, so this is a fucking series one robot.
I'm not even entirely sure if this one got accepted for Series 1.
Because this is...
they were short on robots for Series 1.
Because this thing, it's... So if you can imagine someone had looked at Runaway / Run Amok, but worse, and then put a paper pyramid on the top of it.
It's big, it's ugly, and it's useless.
Absolutely. It does not end well.
No. I have like two lines of notes for this match, because once again, not anything really of note. Well, I suppose we should probably introduce its opponent first.
Yes.
Its opponent, Twisted Metal.
So Twisted Metal is... it's your traditional horizontal spinner. The one thing that is weird about a lot of the robots here is they are very chunky. I mean, this thing is...
yes.
Like, about... this thing is really quite tall for an invertible horizontal spinner. I think you can stack two carbides in the height of this thing.
And probably three on width.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Talking about chunky boys, I wait until we get to the next episode and one of the robots is in that one.
So, this is almost... this is actually almost a carbon copy of the first fight. This kind of... it's not technically a one-hit kill, basically because there is so much space between the actual robot and its paper armor that it takes a few blows for...
to get to the meaty bits.
Yeah, for Twisted Metal to actually hit something that matters and kill... well, I don't even think it actually hits the robot. It just conks out.
I know, it just seems as if, like, the kind of hit from the disc, it just knocks something loose. But it's not even like the disc was... it's not like the disc hit anything important. It just might have not... and then, also, the weapon on Pyramid of Chaos is, like, a fire poker that just kind of flops down.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it's like, Mum, can we have body hammer? We have body hammer at home. Body hammer at home.
Absolutely.
I might make a meme of that later.
So, I mean, it's still...
It's still one robot more than we've ever met.
Yeah, the one thing that is quite funny is at one point Matilda almost rips the shell off entirely.
Yeah, I know there's a point where Sir Killalot picks it up and then you can see under the robot and you can see how much of a distance the armor is actually away from the inside of the robot.
Oh, sorry, I've got... It's the next fight that this happens with Matilda. Sorry.
Hey guys, Chris here, and we're just going to take a short break to thank our contributors today. The logo was designed by Greg Watt, and the theme song, which you can hear right now, is Techno X with their song Master Machine.
Here's an advert for a podcast we think you'll enjoy. I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU Podcast and subscribe today.
That's right.
We'll just jump straight into the...
into said match.
Because what happens is... So, it's RCC versus Scraptosaur versus Pyramid of Chaos.
Pyramid of Chaos.
RCC is dead before the fight starts. And then 5 seconds in, Pyramid of Chaos dies. And then Matilda just... Matilda a few times just goes barreling in. Arse first.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, let's try out this new saw blade that I've got. Boop.
And then there's this awesome moment where they stuck Pyramid of Chaos onto the flame pit. And you just see, look, this smoke coming from the robot. And it's quite awesome looking.
Just very aesthetically pleasing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully. Like, when it comes to the three robots around this redemption battle...
Scratchers all wins purely by being the least awful.
Yes. Because I would have thought that maybe RCC would have been in with a chance had it made the... had it actually gone into the arena, but... When it became a one-on-one match, I was like, well, I guess Scraptosaur, well done.
Absolutely.
Freaking... Why? What is the deal with the armor? Why does it look like wrapping paper? It's just so bad.
So...
So ugly and big. Why is it so big? Why are all the robots so big? I'm having a moment.
So, we get... Speaking of big, we get the big beefy boys. Alien Destructor versus Twisted Metal. Alien Destructor's technically, because of its tail, it's a 3-meter-long robot.
Wow. Because, I mean, that is a big-ass tail.
It is enormous. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a killer that's got tail envy.
Aww.
He's embarrassed that someone's come out and just is bigger.
Which makes sense as to why he tried to attach Cat's tail to his rear end for a while.
Yeah.
He's trying to make his bigger.
So, At first, Alien Destructor is actually is the more aggressive. Is now the problem is because it's covered in paper mache, it just gets pieces ripped off it because it keeps on. It's trying to break Twisted Metal's spinner with its face. Unfortunately, what
his face is made of paper.
Yeah, it's the same thing that would happen if you tried to stop a spinning blade with your face.
Challenge accepted.
Please don't.
Oh.
And then, towards the end of the fight, so Killalot just finally rips the tail off.
Yeah, completely. And then Kenner raises it to the sky like Predator does. Just so that.
Yeah, like a spine. It's like, it is beautiful! And it is mine! I mean, but this is why Alien Destructor's starting to struggle. And then there is a wonderful moment where Twisted Metal sees Alien Destructor's on the pit, drives for the pit, spinner first. And the button just explodes.
It just...
It's brilliant.
Completely obliterates the tire.
It does more damage to the tire than it's done to anyone in this match.
And one of them's made of paper mache.
Absolutely.
Oh dear. And then, like, the
Alien Destructor crawls away just in time.
I thought Alien Destructor was dead at that point. It's dead on the pit. And then, as Twisted Metal hits the button, it goes... And then, just as it begins to go down, Alien Destructor's like, and nope. And he just manages to get to a judge's decision. Only just.
Absolutely. So, unsurprisingly, the robot that destroyed everything, including the pit button, wins.
What?
And then you go, okay, so what's going to happen now? We've got a slow-moving robot against a vertical spinner.
Ah. Well, I'll tell you in 5 words. 1 hit. Scraptosaur flipped over.
And, yes, so...
Did I do good?
What I do love is, yeah, it flipped... What you do see is... Pulverizer immediately, it does that thing of, it immediately turns away. It's something Hypnodisc used to do.
I'm done with this.
And then it turns round and Scraptosaur immediately gets pumped onto its back.
It's just so perfect.
I also love, sorry, go ahead.
It's just one of those things where it's like, I think we were kind of discussing this when we had Kim Davis on the show, was like a kind of
lifting spinner.
A vertical spinner that acts more as a flipper than a spinner by just how physics works. And then this is the part where you get to see the little from Scraptosaur as it tries to self-right.
Yeah, it tries so desperately to...
Despite the fact that it's a very weird shape and that would never work.
And what then happens is, so as Scraptosaur gets counted out, Sergeant Bash is being very delicate and it goes to... And it's trying to pick up Scraptosaur. Okay. And then Matilda just goes, no! Slams into Scraptosaur.
It's like the equivalent of, like, having, let's say, Hannibal Lecter, you know, very slow kind of devious planning, like with his victim, and then like Jason Voorhees just running in and just be like, bastard.
Absolutely.
She just shows up off camera and just like, butt, and then like, she comes in with so much viciousness that Skeletor flips up in the air, smashes Refbot in the face.
No, well, that happens later. That does happen later, because I was going to talk about that, because something happens beforehand. So what happens is, Refbot then starts bullying Sergeant Bash. And Matilda does not like that Sergeant Bash is being bullied. So what she actually does is, as Bash and Refbot are confronting each other, Matilda hits Scraptosaur with the spinning blade, which sends the robot crashing into Refbot's face.
Then Refbot just kind of moves away like, fine.
Yeah.
Ouch, bitch.
So, yeah.
It was a very, very short match, but it was fun for moments like that.
Absolutely.
But what was also a fun match was our heat final, as Pulverizer took on Twisted Metal.
So, yeah, Pulverizer and Twisted Metal, Vert versus Horizontal.
Whoever wins, we lose.
Absolutely. And I have to say, the first clash is nasty.
Yeah.
It's just this sort of... You just see this moment of these two powerful weapons hitting, and it's just like...
Probably wrecked the shit of their internals. And yeah, kind of from that initial hit, Pulverizer doesn't seem to do very much afterwards, because it's kind of stuck going around in a circle.
Absolutely. So what ends up happening is...
So Kilo just kind of grabs it and puts it right in the middle of the arena, like, there you go.
And I do love this thing as well. Twisted Metal is completely merciless. It is constantly going up and going on the attack.
Yeah.
And it sees its opponent is limping and it just goes...
Yeah,
back out, and then...
He sees his opponent limping and so just decides to cut the leg off completely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So,
So, Pulverizer, one wheel on its wagon, and it's got nowhere to go except go on the flipper and then in the pit. And this was me at the beginning of this episode thinking Pulverizer was, like, looked leagues above every other robot.
Absolutely. But, so that was the second episode. Really good fun. Probably, yeah, definitely the two best robots got to the final.
Mm-hmm. Well deserved. Kind of got into the room the same heat.
It was always going to be whoever got the best hit of the collision first was going to win. But, it was good fun, and it was nice to see... It's always nice to see spinner and spinner action. We also have two bits of trivia.
Ooh.
So, Pyramid of Chaos was the only one of the six robots featured in this heat whose team would not return for season two.
Good.
I wonder why. And Pulverizer's victory against Scraptosaur was the fastest knockout in the first series of Dutch Robot Wars.
Ooh, do they have their own rankings?
I don't know if they have their own rankings, but it's certainly the fastest match. Also, it's interesting that the final of this episode was two spinners, because the next episode we have four spinners.
Wow. You spend me right rent.
As well as... Well, I have to say, the most disappointing robot I can think of.
And find out who that robot is next week on Rise of the Robots.